Blog Talk Radio.
Catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing. Playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
It's the Woman to Woman Talk Show. Real experience, five ladies on the panel who will bring it to you straight live every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Don't miss it. Hosted by Pastor Angela Power. It's something that you have to really listen to know that it's the truth, and the truth will make you free. Don't miss it. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the ladies' thing. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
One, two, three.
To your friends on the telephone all over the land. Well, you thought I was down and out. Yes, you did. You wouldn't even help me when I'm down. Instead, you scandalized my name all over the place. Well, if you aren't willing
drowning man. Pouring water on a drowning man. Pouring water on a drowning man.
I feel like shouting.
Pouring water on a drowning man.
You wanna sit me down.
Pouring water on a drowning man.
It's pouring water.
Pouring water on a drowning man.
Pouring water.
Pouring water on a drowning man.
Pouring water.
Pouring water on a drowning man.
Just to commune with you. When we gather, nothing else matters. If I can just get through everything that I need in you, you're all I need to know. And even though my soul is thirsty, you are the God of the overflow.
To commune with you. you can release in this house, and it'll free somebody else behind you. It'll free somebody in front of you. Come on, let it receive. It's that serious. It's that serious. That's why I have to praise him. That's why I have to give him glory. There's somebody depending on me to shout tonight. Oh, God. There's somebody on the verge of suicide that needs to hear me scream, thank you, Jesus. There's somebody dealing with depression that needs to hear me shout glory to the Lamb. Of God! Ah, they're waiting on you. The whole earth is waiting. The whole earth is waiting. The whole earth is waiting for the manifestation. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Can you lift up your hands? Close your eyes and sing it. Tell them, say, Lord, you are.
Lord, you are good.
Tell them.
You've been.
Talk to your Father. Tell him he's been better. What do you owe him? What do you owe him? Oh, God. Oh, God. Even if we tried, God. Those voices and say, talk to them, tell them.
I owe you my very life. I owe you my life.
you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
You get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Thank you.
prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you ain't no me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed.
For grace, for favor.
This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
Do we what I have known?
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground? Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. It's the Woman to Woman Talk Show. Real experience, five ladies on the panel who will bring it to you straight live every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Don't miss it. Hosted by Pastor Angela Power. It's something that you have to really listen to know that it's the truth, and the truth will make you free. Don't miss it. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the ladies' thing.
Love to even understand that beyond the walls, behind the mask and confident smile, was a broken man trying to grow up and make life worthwhile. And I know there were times that you probably shouldn't, but I thank you for always loving me. And I know anyone else, they probably wouldn't. So I thank you for always loving me. Now I know there were days I looked at myself. I felt like less of a person compared to everyone else. What about this flaw? Too big, too small? Can I change? And trying to make up for where I fell short, I let sin slip away. But when I look in the mirror and don't like what I see, oh, I just thank you for always loving me. And I know I get bad, but you wait patiently, oh, I just thank you for always. Keep loving me, loving me.
The Word of God says, line upon line, precept upon precept. Tune in every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. for questions and answers with the pastors. You ask the questions, the pastors give the answers. That's every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. for questions and answers with the pastors. Be sure to tune in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Hello, somebody. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
John chapter number 6. I want us to look at verse number 26. And we're going to be reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. So if your Bible reads a little different, if you're reading from the King James, the Amplified will read just slightly different. And the Amplified combines the Hebrew and the Greek so that we understand the total emphasis of the word. Okay, so that's why we're reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. So we're looking here now at John chapter number 6, verse number 26. I just want to use for a text. Go ahead and read that.
Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs, but because you were fed with the loaves and were filled and satisfied.
Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs, but because you were fed with loaves and were filled and satisfied. And I want to talk to us today, define your search. Define your search. Define it. Identify it. Come to grips with what you're searching for and why you're searching. Because if not, the devil will put you on a wild goose chase. And you will find yourself going from church to church, from ministry to ministry, from organization to organization. Why? Because you have not sat down and defined what it is you're looking for and why you need that. You have to define your search, because even when the tough get going and the going get tough, when it does get tough, you are not quick to leave because you have already defined your search and why you are here. People that easily leave, people that easily leave ministries and they easily leave churches, it's simply because their search has not been defined. Come on, somebody. It's simply because they have not sat down and said why I need to be here and what the process is and what God needs to do with me, through me, right here in this ministry. Because when you define your search, can't nothing shake you. People can talk and people can leave and people can do all kinds of things, but you have defined your search and nothing shall by any means move you. Because my search has been defined. My search has been defined. When you talk about define your search, it's the Lord began to talk to me, and many people leave their local church. And I understand we're talking about they that remain. The Lord has put me to be a standard in the realm of the Spirit to stop this flow of leaving churches and leaving here and leaving there. And if God tells you to leave, find it. But find you somewhere to sit down and let God work that thing out in you. Have nothing to do. Have nothing. God will pull you up and put you somewhere. But what you've got to come to grips with is, okay now God, if we are going to help me now sit down and define why I'm coming and why I'm here. Got to see some purpose. I gotta see some things and understand something. God will tell you something. He'll tell you to get up and leave. And sometimes you don't want to leave, but something in your spirit says, I need this. There's another level of purging that I need. There's another level of consecration that I need. So he'll tell you it's time to go, and he'll make you leave by choice. And some of you, he will tell you by force. And many of you are sitting right here in this congregation. And what I'm trying to help you to understand, now define your search. Now that you're here, now that you're sitting in this place, don't become a routine saint. Don't become a routine member, but define what it is God want to do in you while you're here. Then your coming will have purpose. Your sitting here will have some purpose. Because when you understand and you look into the mirror of the Word, baby, you don't come out perfect. When you look into the mirror of the Word, you don't come out clean. And so one thing that you've got to understand is that when I look into God's Word, it is a mirror showing me my faults and showing me my mishaps. And so when I come in, I'm not just praising God because everybody else is praising God. I'm praising God to get his attention so that he can come and snatch up this stuff. Because contrary to popular belief, we got some stuff that still needs to be worked on. So now that we're here, let's define that thing that we want God to do. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm just not getting the word I need. There's no fire in this place. I'm just tired of all the mess that's going on. I'm not growing in this particular church. There's something that God wants me to do, and I don't feel like I'm in the right place to do it. Come on, have you ever heard that before? Okay? I have no problem with that. But when God picks your spirit up and puts you into the place where all of these situations can be addressed, he's trying to make you a remnant. You then cannot pick your bags back up and say, it's time for me to go, because somebody is lying. Somebody's lying. Huh? And we said, well, you know, God called me here. Now understand something. Understand something, because I feel a little wrestle in the realm of the spirit. Because the Lord will. He'll pick your spirit up and say, I want you to be in this church, and I want you to sit under this ministry, because there are some things in you that need to be built. There is a birthing in your destiny that will happen here. Are you following what I'm saying? And sometimes it just puts you, and what am I doing? I'm making you think. I'm making you consider, because I believe that when the Lord sends me sons and daughters, that he's sending me so that I can process them all the way through. And they don't leave because somebody didn't speak to them. And they don't leave because they just don't like somebody's personality. And they don't leave because the church has hit adversity. They stay because they are being processed to be a remnant. So I have to define my search. To search means to go through or look through carefully in order to find something. You know, the enemy's just like that. He will send folk to your ministry and just have them sit just so they can find something. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just so they can say, well, you know, I heard about everything that's been going on, but let me just come and look and watch. And see, that very person, before they could even start thinking iniquity in their mind, something about the power of God done hit their spirit, and before they know it, they came as a spy, but they're getting a breakthrough. Y'all, I'm telling you what I know. I've seen people come and come as a witch and come as a warlock to find something going on within your church and within your ministry. But if you got power, Baby, they would have come in. They would have come in to start something, but they'll leave because something done got started in their spirit. And baby, they done hooked and bucked and found their way all the way to the front. So you don't worry. Because as long as you got power, God's going to fix it. It means to look or to examine. I want you to go back over. Go back over your resume, spiritual resume, and look and examine where it is God's trying to take you. Where is it that God, what is it that God wants to do in you? What is your divine destiny? What are the prophecies that has been spoken over your life? And what is God trying to purge within you? Come on, you know yourself better than anybody else knows yourself. And what are those attitudes and what are those behaviors and what are those habits that you seem to cannot break? And when pressure comes, you go to cussing. And when pressure comes, you go to lying. And when pressure comes, you go to flirting. And you go to looking. What are examined? Check yourself out. Check yourself out. Check it. Check why you and your spouse can't get along, and check out why things are going on. Examine. Define your church and your search. And I believe that when we come into the house of God, there will be a powerful movement. There will be a powerful breakthrough. Why? Because we have defined why we come in here. It means to look at or beneath the superficial aspects of. Look beneath everything else. And because what? So many times we are attracted somewhere that has a big, beautiful building. We're attracted because the choir can sing. And we're attracted because the man of or woman of God preaches well. But what you want to make sure is that there is an anointing in the house that breaks yokes, that upgrades your thinking, that challenges your behavior, that holds you accountable, that sets you in order for your divine destiny. Don't just go to no church because they sound good and look good and got good things going on. Make sure that there's an anointing in that house that after you have sinned, when you come back into this place, something's shaking in you. Because I beg to differ that everybody wants to stay in mess. There are some people that want to get to a church, that want to get to a ministry that has some power. Because I'm tired of fornicating. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of doing all of these other things. I want to be free. Tired of superficial church. Tired of superficial church. I'm tired of folk dressing up. And they don't even halfway acknowledge you. They don't halfway. Come on, somebody. They don't help you. That's just superficial church. Come on. They singing on praise team, but they got boyfriends and sleeping around. And superficial church. Superficial church. Define your church. Don't just get caught up in what's the hottest thing on the scene. Because what's hot today may not be hot tomorrow. Baby, you're going to have to wait till that thing come back in season. So you don't just join a ministry because it's the new church. And this is the place where it seems like it's going on. Because baby, let me help you understand something. You want to get somewhere where the power remains. Because what will happen? You'll lead a power. And go somewhere else where, okay, see here, after the pastor finished preaching, he stands at the door and greets everybody when they leave. Okay, if that's what you need, then that's where you go. Because if that's all you want from God, go there. Because you're taking somebody else's seat. You're taking somebody else's deposit. Because you're sitting there in your seat waiting for somebody to come speak to you when there is other people that say, I don't care if don't nobody speak to me. I want the word. Yeah. I want my life changed. You can go to dinners with them, but I want what's going to come across this pulpit. Baby, you can have a steak with them. I want what's coming across this platform. Because that's the best of him. Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly tell you, you have been searching for me, not because of you saw the miracles and the signs. He said, you after me because I fed you. I gave you a hug your first day. I embraced your children. I told you one day that you look nice today. You seem just like a good old boy. But see, problems gonna pop up when it's time to dig in your spirit. Problems gonna come up when it's time to get that mess down in your heart and in your spirit. And then where is the good boy then? See, I'm telling you that it's so obvious. It's so obvious what's happening in the realm of church in this hour. Because people want to be pacified. And understand something. Men and women of God can't do that with you. Because what they mean innocently, baby, they're satisfying something in you. The word says, because you were fed with loaves and you were filled and you were satisfied. So what was a gentle hug by the men of God, baby, you embrace that to be satisfying. So what's the real problem going on here? What do you want? Do you want a man of God or do you want a substitute for something that you can't get? Huh? Do you want a man of God or do you want something that your husband ain't doing? Or do you want something that your wife ain't doing? Jesus said, I tell you why you're following me. You want something natural, but I come to give you something in the spirit. I'm telling you, we got to back up. We got to back up because it's so attractive that men and women flow in the anointing. Oh, I just want that autograph. If I could just get her shoes, or if I could just get her handkerchief, or if I could just get that man of God suit, or his tie, or he gave me this tie. But what are you doing with the word that he gives you every Sunday? You're more excited about the tie than you are the message. Oh, he called me today. I ain't heard from him today. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Have you spent time with God? Who weighs the most? Me or God? Jesus said, you define your search. Paul said, I can be all things to all people so I can win them, but not so I can become a substitute for the real thing. Oh, I got my hair cut. Pastor didn't say nothing. Ain't you married? You got your hair cut not for the man of God. You got your hair cut for your husband. Oh, I was decked out. He didn't even acknowledge I was sharp. I'm not here to acknowledge you are sharp. I'm here to acknowledge your sin. And your good works so that God can get the glory. Tell your neighbor, back up and define your search. Come to grips with why you really here. Don't let the man of God or woman of God be sharp and know they look good. Baby, come on, you could be just coming to church just to get a glimpse. Jesus said, you ain't here for the right reason. Jesus said, you just want to be satisfied. If he just shake my hand, I'll be satisfied. If he just say something to me, I'm going to be satisfied. Now understand something. I understand that when men and women of God make such impact in your life, you do want some kind of relationship. I'm not saying that. I want relationship with my spiritual mother and father. But I do understand something. It is the anointing on their life that draws me. I don't have to be in their face all the time, and I don't have to act like that. Because it makes relationships unhealthy. You got to check that feeling you get. Tell your neighbor, check that feeling. I just, you know, he's so humble. I just want my husband to be humble. Oh, co-pastor, she just dressed so nice like a woman. I wish my wife would dress like a woman and just act like that. Check yourself. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong now with your every, and see, women, you got to watch it. Because every woman wants a man like they daddy. Daddy could be rough and tough, but they still drawn to it. And so what you've got to understand, you got to separate soul and spirit. Keep holy things holy. Jesus said, if you back up in that reading to verse number 22. Because, y'all, I don't know why the Holy Ghost just had to make a detour like that. Come on, let's back that reading up to verse number 22 and read it.
The next day, the crowd that still remained, standing on the other side of the sea.
Okay, now watch this now. The crowd that remained, I'm talking about the ones when everybody got to, remember they got on the boat. And Jesus got on the boat. He walked on the water, got him on the boat, and they immediately got to the other side. Okay, now, those now that are on that other side, not this side that the boat just took them to, but the ones that were still on the shore on this side. Are you following me? Okay, they hadn't got on the boat yet. Okay, read, talking about that group of people.
The next day, the crowd that still remained,
uh-huh,
standing on the other side of the sea, realized that there had been only one small boat there,
mm-hmm,
and that Jesus had not gone into it with his disciples,
yes,
but that his disciples had gone away by themselves.
Yes.
But now some other boats from Tiberias had come in near the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks.
Okay, now here goes some more boats. Coming to the place where Jesus broke the bread and was giving thanks. They ain't studying Jesus. They was filled and satisfied. So now they're coming back to where they got some food. Huh? So go ahead and pick that reading up.
So the people, finding that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, themselves got into the small boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus.
They're going looking for Jesus, okay?
And when they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here?
They got on the boat, got over there, they said, Rabbi! Why you leave us? I was wondering if you had some more shoes. Trying to see if you finna get rid of some old shirts. Woman of God, I heard you were cleaning out your closet. I just came to see if you had a couple things. Somebody said a couple things. You know, just a couple things. See, it's nothing wrong with that, but when you talk more about that than you do the message, something's wrong. When you're talking about more of the natural things than you are talking about the spiritual things, we have a problem. And when you just preach the powerful message, just preach, why are we riding together and you ain't saying nothing? Tell somebody, define your search. When you define your search, you stay on schedule. You stay on course. Because to define means to explain or identify the nature of. It means to fix or to lay down definitely. Watch this. It means to determine or fix the boundaries. I don't even let my emotions desire something more than what I'm supposed to be getting. I've set a boundary for that. State the precise meaning. This hard teaching. But it's going to bring a healthy church. Define your church, your search. Okay? Read what it says.
Jesus answered them, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs.
Not because of the message.
But because you were fed with the loaves.
Not because of the power.
Because you were fed with the loaves and were filled and satisfied.
Not because of the revelation. But Jesus began to pick something up in the people's spirit. Because when you begin to follow men and women of God, just to be in association. Oh, I'm the one that rode with Pastor today. Oh, I'm the one that helped Pastor today, praise God. I'm the one that was with co-pastor today. I carried the bags, you know, praise God. Yeah, God elevated me, and I'm around the man and woman of God. See, Jesus picked something up in their spirit and say, I think you are more concerned about the natural than you are spiritual, because I ought to be seeing some elevation now. Why are you walking with me, and why are you coming over here and I'm not seeing elevation? I tell you why, because you're being filled and satisfied by helping but not elevating. You done got satisfied. You feel so good that you're being a help that you are forgetting about your destiny. You are forgetting about what God has called you to do and why he sent you here. Because you would open your Bible, go back over that word, and get that word in your spirit and say, Pastor, you know what? While I'm helping you, I want to let you know that word changed my life. That word sent me over the edge. That word challenged me. I mean, you preached the devil out of me. Now, where your shoes at? Where are we supposed to be going? You throwing him the basketball saying, Pastor, I'm telling you what, that word, I'm telling you, that word changed my life forever, because you know what? I was wrestling with some stuff on the inside. Here, catch the ball, Pastor. But you know, by the time you got through, why are we not hearing about the life change? And why are we not seeing the life change? I tell you why. You're being filled and satisfied by other stuff. And so when it is your turn to get your spirit challenged and charged, you are offended because you're saying, but I did all of this, and see, you got caught up in the flesh realm. Because a real man of God gonna let you do what you're supposed to do, but when it's time to get your spirit, you can't say, well, I did this for him and I did that for her, and this is, and I just don't know why they treat me like this. It's your turn. But see, if you would define your search, you'll know that your turn got to come to get you to where you need to go. So folk mad sitting in church because they turned and came. But I done done this and I done that. Praise God, you were supposed to do. That's your assignment, but it does not omit your turn. But see, if you're in tune with your search, you know this part of my process. See, I can't let my assignments be so fulfilling that I forget my personal development and my personal cultivation, because you will walk out of here still cussing. You will walk out of here still fornicating. You will walk out of here still can't trust your folk and can't trust your wife. And the simplest correction that your man of God or woman of God give you, you can't handle it. And so, well, it's my season to be up. It's time to go. They don't appreciate nothing. We ain't got nothing. So anything you do is appreciative.
Catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
The Word of God says, line upon line, precept upon precept. Tune in every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. for questions and answers with the pastors. You ask the questions, the pastors give the answers. That's every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. for questions and answers with the pastors. Be sure to tune in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hello, somebody. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
It's the Woman to Woman Talk Show. Real experience. Five ladies on the panel who will bring it to you straight live every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Don't miss it. Hosted by Pastor Angela Power. It's something that you have to really listen to know that it's the truth, and the truth will make you free. Don't miss it. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the latest thing. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
We bow before your throne, Lord, and we just want to give you praise. We cannot make it without your power. Jesus, if it wasn't of your love and your faithfulness to the cross, where would we be? Today we are able to stand and to testify that your death was life unto us. Your pain was healing. That your tears, oh God, they were celebration and joy unto us. We thank you, oh God, that you're in this place and we are able to experience your presence. For you're a great God. You are the substance of all human virtues. You're all wise and you're all knowing, all understanding. You can do anything and everything we cannot do. My God. You're everything good that we'd like to be. You're omnipotent, all powerful. You're omniscient. You're all knowing. Omnipresent, all present. Present everywhere. Everywhere. Even in this studio, God, we know you're in this place. All we want to say to you is, Abba Father, thou art worthy to receive honor and glory. We bow before your throne, not because we do not have any other God to bow before, but because we tried you, we found you to be worthy of the praise. You said it, oh God, that let everything that has breath praise you. You are an infallible God. You are immortal. You are spirit. You are the beginning and you are the end. Totally aware of yourself that you are the great I am. Totally moral. Totally self-assertive. You're the essence of love. You're loving. We just want to bow before your throne and give you the praise. Bow down and worship you. Worship him in the morning. Worship him when you go through difficulties, troubles. Worship him. Worship him when everything is going right, when everything is going wrong. Worship him. He's a great God, and there is none like him. There will never be anyone like him. Rise, O Jehovah, and let all your enemies be scattered. Rise, rise.
Bow down and worship.
He is all-powerful and sustains the universe. He exists outside the universe and still rules in it. Yet he is present throughout the universe. He exists in nature, but he is not nature. No, is he bound by the laws of nature. He is the source of all life, everything that is. And his name is Yahweh, Jehovah, he who causes everything to be. And his name is God. We will serve no foreign God, O Father, nor any other treasure but you. Bow down and worship.
Give him the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy.
appreciate you. You're God, lifted up, exalted, God Almighty, who was and is to come. We give you the honor, the glory is yours.
Oh God,
we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you.
Oh
love
yeah.
You. We love you. We love you.
We praise your name.
can separate me, Lord.
The voices only. Come on, say the Bible.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo. We'll be right back.
jam, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Of my heart, I'll give all praise and honor to you, O matchless King.
I worship you,
worship you
alone,
blessed Savior,
blessed Savior.
Oh Lord,
from the depth of my heart,
yeah,
I give all praise
and honor.
I worship.
Radio Gospel Network, 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays
from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing. Playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
real experience, five ladies on the panel who will bring it to you straight live every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Don't miss it. Hosted by Pastor Angela Power. It's something that you have to really listen to know that it's the truth, and the truth will make you free. Don't miss it. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the latest thing.
feel this. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles. Oh, and you set me free. How you made a way where there was no way to be made. How you made a way where there was no way to be made.
Thank you.
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
family affair. We just congregating, getting crunk, and it don't matter where. Cause fam is fam, and we gon' hold each other down. We gon' tear the park up with horseshoes and old sounds. I wish granddaddy was here to see us now. Strong enough to fight on from the seed he passed down. He said to follow God so we can see the next round. Each one, teach one, can't wait till I touch down. All that really matters is that the Lord's up in here. I could be lost in the street, but I was saved by prayer. That means no matter the problems, no matter the arguments, no matter the weather, that's right, we gon' stay together. Now that I understand, the picture's getting clear. It's all just a cycle, I keep my family near. I wouldn't rather be no other place than right here. Blood thicker than water, that's what they say round here.
Together at least once a year. It's all nice to come together. Get together.
want you to listen to the words that I say. I want you to understand that there's power in the word today. We give great free honor to God, who is our Savior. It was God that sent his son, Jesus, that died on the cross, that shed his blood, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. Life that more and abundantly. Oh, how grateful is the name of Jesus Christ, the one that died for us all on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood for you and I, that we all may have the right to the tree of life. Life, what is life? What is the word life? What is the meaning and the interpretation of the word life in general, and what does it mean? What does it speak, and what does it say to you on today that live on this earth as we survive and rightfully honor God, who we give reverence and thanks to each day? Oh, we should ask and choose ye this day. As for me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? The King of glory shall come in. Oh, I give honor to God, who is the head of my life. It is he that giveth me the breath to breathe. It is he that giveth me the opportunity to see. It is he that giveth us the element and the ability to walk each day as we live on this earth. Yes, who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, strong in battle. Oh, yes, yes, I give praise, and I thank be to God that I am alive today. So lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord strong in battle. The Lord has already paid the price on Calvary's cross. He's already defeated the enemy and given us the victory through the cross. Christ Jesus, who is alive today and well, he risen from the dead that we all may be saved. So let's exalt his name and praise him in words and in deeds. Give honor to God, for he is our Savior, and he whom the Son set free indeed. We are the living sacrifice, the living souls. We are the vessels of Christ. So put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand in the wiles of the enemy. In this day and time, we need Christ in our life. In this day and time, we need Christ in our homes. In this day and time, we need Christ on our job. In this day and time, we need Christ that we can lean on. So ask for faith, ask for strength through Jesus Christ. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. As we look and understand that faith is something that we cannot see in the natural eye, but we can see in the spiritual eye. So look beyond the eyes that you have and look into the inward man that Christ dwells within. And as he dwells within you, great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The world. The world. Where is your world, my brothers and sisters? Where is the world that's in you? Is it the Spirit of God? Or is it that you have fallen in society and what you see in the natural? But if you look beyond these and look into the Spirit of God, you will see that there is a greater place than where you are today. Because God's word has simply said, only what you do for Christ will last. And when we understand that, and when we understand and realize that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, then we can look beyond what we see in the natural and look within what is in us, is the Spirit of God. So don't look on the outward, but look on the inward, where the Spirit of God dwells within you. Because the same Spirit that God planted in you is coming out of you on the day that you depart from this earth and your last breath leaves your body. That is the Spirit that God has given you, and it's the Spirit that is going to lead you. So don't forget who your Savior is. Don't forget who allowed you to get up this morning and woke you up. Don't forget it is He that made you and not you yourself. Don't forget that great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy King, the Lord Jesus Christ, who reigns all over this universe, and He is our King. So shout the victory of joy and let everything that has breath praise His name. Because if you don't praise Him, the rocks will praise Him. If you don't praise Him, don't you know that you one day is going to have to bow to God? Because God's word has spoken to man and woman that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, for those of you that don't know Him as your personal Savior, you have an opportunity to call on His name. And those of you that ask Him to come into your heart that thou may be saved, if you are listening right now, I want you to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come before You this day as a sinner. Lord, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross. And I confess with my mouth that He rose from the dead. Lord, I repent of all my sins. Lord, take me back into Your arms. I'm willing to change my life. I surrender to You all that I am, all that I have. And I trust in You this day that You are the creator of this earth. You are the deliverer of this universe. Lord, take me back into Your arms. Lord, I thank You now for saving me. I thank You, God, for delivering me. I thank You, God, for being the God of the Bible. I thank You, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are there right now, whatever you're going through, you may be an individual that has just given up and just said, I don't have any longer no reason to live on this earth. Well, I want to say to you right now that God hears your cry. He understands your situation. He understands your circumstances that you're going through. Don't you give up. Hold on, that God will show up. Don't you give up and take heed to the devil. Because He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Christ came that you may have life, that more and abundant. Christ wants you on His side. Don't give way to the devil, because he comes to take and snatch you away from God. Know this, my brother. Know this, my sister. Whatever you are in, if you're in a situation of a drug addiction, or if you're in a situation of alcohol addiction, or if you're in a situation that you are abusive to your spouse, or if you're in a situation that you just literally just said, I don't want to go any longer. Don't let the enemy play with your mind. God has given you a way out and a way of abundance life that's greater than on this earth, or no man, any man or woman can give you. So my advice to you this day, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, and you're saying, well, that's not my problem. Well, God knows your problem. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows what you're facing. Because it was He that created you, my brother, my sister. He knows that you have been laid off of your job. He knows that you have your home up and it's in foreclosure. He know that you and your spouse have been separated or divorced. He knows that you have sickness in your body, whether it may be cancer, whether it may be diabetes, whether it may be arthritis, whether it may be tuberculosis, whether it may be high blood pressure, whether it may be glaucoma. Whatever the symptom may be, lupus, whatever the symptom may be, just know that God is a God of the living and not of the dead. And the same deliverance that God did years ago from the Old and the New Testament, God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the healing business. And don't you give up on what God can do. There is no telling. There is no secret in the move of God. And you're sitting there right now in frustration, in humility, in anger, in hurt, because of someone may have done you wrong in the past that you haven't let go, that someone may have done you wrong or said wrong words concerning you that wasn't true, that said you'll never be nothing, that you'll never mount up to anything. But I want you to know on today that God is ready to free you from those thoughts, those words that were shared to you in the generations before this day. And God is getting ready to cancel every attack, every assignment, every whispering word, and every word that the devil sent out by his imp to destroy you. God is ready to turn it around for your good. So if you're sitting there right now in the words and the words that you hear, thou voice, and God said, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he's been sent? Well, my brother, my sister, I'm here to tell you right now that the anointing of God and the power of God is ready to whisper a word of deliverance in your ear. For your breakthrough and your miracle is only a breath away. He breathes into us life, and he will take that from us when we leave this earth. You have a choice between good and evil. You have a choice between life and death. Which one will you choose? If Jesus were to come back today, where would your soul spend eternity? Either it's going to heaven or it's going to hell. Which one will you choose? If Jesus were to come back right now, where will he find you? Will he find you in adultery? Will he find you in fornication? Will he find you on drugs? Will he find you on alcohol? Will he find you on the corner prostituting? Or will he find you in the casino gambling? Jesus is not waiting for you. You need to run to Christ. You need to run to him. Because he's coming like no man has ever seen before. He's coming like a thief in the night. He's coming like a thief in the night. You have your choice. Now, which one will you choose? Will you choose life or will you choose death? Which one will you choose? Let us pray. And as we pray, I'm going to pray that God will break every chain, every burden. We're going to pray that he will bring you out of bondage. We're going to pray that that controlling spirit of someone that has been whispering words, that has been trying to control you, will no longer hinder you from receiving the power and the manifestation that God wants in your life. We're going to pray that God will release those gifts that has been stirred up in you, will begin to operate out of you, that has been sitting there for years in domain and just sitting there waiting for you to move forward. God's word has spoken to us and said, where much is given, much is required. There's a lot of requirement that God wants out of you. It's not a lot. We may say there is a lot that he wants out of us, but his requirement is not much. He said, come as ye are. Come as ye are. If you own drugs, if you own alcohol, if you a prostitute, God doesn't care where you are right now. He doesn't care what you're doing right now. Whatever you're doing right now, God said, come as ye are. And sometimes we think that we got to clean ourselves up to come to Christ, and Christ is the one that cleans us. He's the one that cleans us up, not we ourselves. So I want to invite you to come to this man that I know that delivered me, that brought me out of drugs, brought me out of alcohol, brought me out of being homeless, brought me out of sickness, brought me out from being blind, that now I can see. Yes, yes, I was once blind, but now I can see. I thank God for delivering me. And God has no respect of a person. If you want God to bring you out of whatever you're in right now, I want you to come in along with me in prayer and agree in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we gratefully exalt you right now. And because of your love and your mighty power, we ask you, God, to hear this prayer in the name of Jesus. We simply just shatter our words of love to you and extend our arm with our arms lifted up to surrender all to you because of you, God. Because of your son, Jesus, who died on the cross, who shed his blood, we say thank you. And right now, we ask you right now, Lord, to touch that young girl, to touch that young boy, to touch that mother, touch that father, to touch their heart, touch their mind, touch their soul, touch their spirit, to let them know that you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, we simply surrender and give it all to you. It's you that we owe our life to, not no man or to any woman, but to you, God. We simply surrender to you. And Lord, we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for if you're dealing with any sickness in your body, whether it's cancer, arthritis, tuberculosis, high blood pressure, diabetes, glaucoma, frustration, mind, altering spirits, generational curse, witchcraft. We decree those spirits by the power in the name of Jesus Christ that it must go back to the pits of hell, for the blood of Jesus is against it. The blood of Jesus is against it. And we command it now to go now back to the dry place. Go now in the name of Jesus. And we speak life to your people that they shall be released. We speak healing to your people that they shall be set free. We speak prosperity into their life that the King of glory shall come in. Lord, we thank you in advance right now, God, for that knitting back together those family relationships, that mother and that daughter, that sister and that brother that has not spoken a word to each other in the previous months and in the past year, that you're bringing them back together in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this family of unity that has not been able to communicate together, that you draw them closer like never before. We thank you right now, God, for the word that you're beginning to put into their spirit, that they will be able to hear your voice like never before. They'll be able to stand up against every fiery God that the devil comes to try to steal, kill, and to destroy. And we ask you, God, right now that you will release your power and your word upon them, that they will be soldiers for you. We give you all the praise and the glory, and we thank you in advance for your word that it will not return back void. So whatsoever, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ this day, that the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sin. Sins of commission and omission, we ask you to forgive us, God. And now, God, that the grace and the mercy and the power of the Almighty, Jesus Christ, shall rest, rule, and abide, and be with them upon them as they walk on this earth, that their life may be changed in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do and what you've already done on this day. We glorify you and praise you because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My brother and my sister, I want to thank you for a moment that you have had an opportunity to meditate upon the Word of God, to let it dissect upon your spirit, marinate upon you. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let nobody distract you. Don't let nobody tell you that you are nobody, because in God's eyesight, everybody is somebody. Don't you ever forget that. In God's eyesight, everybody is somebody. So you have the opportunity to go higher and higher through Jesus Christ. And as you go higher, know that the life and the abundantly life that God has promised you will begin to arrive upon you in the days to come. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Until the next time, I'm yours truly, Reverend Thurlin Kearney, and I pray that the Lord will bless you real good. God bless.
Oh, The Word of God says, line upon line, precept upon precept. Tune in every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. for questions and answers with the pastors. You ask the questions, the pastors give the answers. That's every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 a.m. for questions and answers with the pastors. Be sure to tune in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Hello, somebody. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
It's the Woman to Woman Talk Show. Real experience. Five ladies on the panel who will bring it to you straight. Live every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Don't miss it. Hosted by Pastor Angela Power. It's something that you have to really listen to know that it's the truth, and the truth will make you free. Don't miss it. Catch the wave on the NFI. It's the ladies' thing.
Welcome back, live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Magnify your name. Ooh.
There is no one
I worship you. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.